Okay, today is Daf Vav, Daf Zayin. We are start again from Daf Vav Amid Beis, second line from the bottom. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Had Ami Rabbanan. That which we're talking about having anger in the house. So we bring up the following Mishnah. It is a Mishnah that says Had Ami Rabbanan Shlosh Devarim Sarach Adam Lomer Beso Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. There are three things that a person should say in his house before Shabbos begins. Right before Shabbos begins, the three things are Isartem, Iravdem, Hidliku es Haner. Was Meiser taken off properly because he can't take Meiser on Shabbos? Were the Erevs set up properly because he can't do that on Shabbos? And Hidliku es Haner. Were the candles prepared properly and lit because he can't do that on Shabbos? So Rabbi Rachana says, Sarach lememruhu binichusa. You should say them nicely, calmly. Kihechi de lekiblu mine, so that the family will be interested in listening to you. If you yell and everything is a shout, they're less inclined to listen. So you should do it nicely. Says Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Ana lo shmia li ha Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. I didn't hear Rabbi Bar Chana say that. The Mishnah, everyone heard. The memra about three things, everyone heard that. Right, people say Friday night. Ashkenaz says it Friday night in Bamei Madlikin. But I didn't hear Rabbi Rachana said that. But v'kiyamti misvara, I said it misvara. I said it should be true. I said it misvara. So the Marsha asked, but Rabbi Rachana also said it misvara. He didn't have a makar that when you say it, you should say it nicely. He also had a misvara. So it's Ravashi adding, I had a misvara. So the Gemara says, so the Marsha answers, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said it misvara because he wanted his family to listen. By Ravashi, that wasn't a concern. He was the Gadol Hador. They're going to listen no matter what. No matter what he says, they're going to listen. But the point is, it's not a way to talk. Just because they're going to listen no matter how you say it, it's not a way to talk. So therefore, he said misvara, I hear, I know the svara, I know. But even if they're going to listen to me if you shout, you still shouldn't shout. You still should say it, be nachas. The Maram Shif says, you know what? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was medayik from the Mishnah itself that you should say it nicely. How is he medayik? It wasn't a svar. It was a diuk. You know why? Because it says lomar. You should say to your household, not tzivui. Lomar. Speak to them nicely. Also, it says lomar besoch beso. What does it mean besoch beso? Shouldn't it say el b'nei beso? What do you mean, besoch beso? So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was medayik. Yeah, besoch beso, like you're talking to yourself. Calmly, nicely. Besoch beso, in the house. So he already had diyukim. Comes along with Ashi. No, by the way, no. Even misvara, I know it's true. Okay, next. Now. Amar Rabbi Avo, l'olam al yatil adam eim yiser besoch beso. A person should never instill fear in his household, Shahare Adam Gadol Hitl Emi Yisera Besoch Beso, because there was once an Adam Gadol who did that, right? Everybody in the house was afraid of him, and V'achiluhu Davar Gadol, and he ate a great thing, meaning he ate a great sin. Umanu, who was that person? Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Rashi says, and one second, one more line, Ha'achiluhu Sal Gadaitach? Do you think that he actually ate it? He ate his Yisera? When it comes to the animals of tzaddikim, Hashem makes sure that no harm befalls them. Tzaddikim atzman lo kol shkein. So for sure, the tzaddik himself. So the Gemara says, you're right. It almost happened. He almost ate a davar gadol. Umay nihu. What's the davar gadol? Aver min hachai. Rashi says the story. The story was that the servants were preparing a dinner, and they were preparing the food, and somehow some part of the animal got lost, and they were afraid that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was going to explode. He had a temper. He was very angry with his household. So what they did was they got another piece of meat from down the street. They ripped it off an animal. He's not going to know the difference. We'll serve that. So it almost happened. It was almost a big takala. And you see, all this happened because of anger. So you see, you shouldn't be so angry in the house. Right? Now, Tosfos says, we know that the Makar, that even the behemoths don't sin, is from Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, right? That Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, his donkey wouldn't eat anything that didn't take off Trumas and Maizmas. He wouldn't eat tevel. A donkey wouldn't eat tevel. So if an animal, so for sure not a person. So Tosfos here says, but you know, there are a few cases in the Gemara where a chacham, a talmud chacham, a tzaddik did do a sin. First of all, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, there's a gzeira, don't learn on Shabbos by the light of a candle. Why? Because you're going to tumble with it. You're going to mess around with it because it's not lighting nicely and you'll come to put it out. And Rabbi Shmuel said, oh, that won't happen to me. Right? That's why in the olden days, you had to learn with someone else. If someone else was there, then he would remind you. So Rabbi Shmuel said, oh, that won't happen to me. And you know what happened? It happened to him. He was learning by himself. He tilted the candle. It's a machlokas there, whether it actually went out or it almost went out. So it happened. And there's another story with Yehuda ben Taboy, who killed one Eid Zomim. He was in a Beis Din, and he put one Eid Zomim to death. Two Eidim came and passed one Eid Zomim. We know the halacha is, in order to do Kasha Zamam to Eidim Zomim, you have to do it to the whole pair. He did it to one Eid. The guy was put to death. That's a big takala. So tell us, what do you see? It's not so true that Hashem never brings a takala to a tzaddik. So Tosfos answers, only by food. Only by food do we say that rule. That we don't bring a takala to a tzaddik. Like over here, the Eir Menachai. Only by food. Why by food? I don't know. The Sefer Erech Lechem says, because if you eat usher, the food becomes a part of you. And we don't want to say about a tzaddik that he's a chatichas iser. Okay, so he doesn't have air. So he tilted the candle on Shabbos B'shogeg. Fine. It's not fine, but okay. We don't... the question's better than the...
I mean, the basic one is easier to answer, because this is the hashkafah.
Right, but you don't have to learn for 10 years in yeshiva to know that an Eid Zomim, one Eid Zomim doesn't get put to death.
I mean, it's like hashkafah. Well, I want it to happen.
Right, right. Right. Right, so the Ramban has an entirely different approach. The Ramban says, nothing to do with food. The question is, by a shogeg, Hashem will help you along. Kol haba matar l'sayin oso. Hashem, you want to do the right thing, Hashem helps you along. We know that's true. Talk to people, they'll vouch that statement is a true statement. You try to go down the right path, opportunities open up that didn't open up before. That's true. However, here, these two cases, they weren't shogeg, they were pshia. Much worse. Much worse. How could Yehuda Taboy not know the halacha? How could he not know that? How could Rabbi Shmuel say he's so confident? Oh, it's not going to happen to me. That's not a shogeg. A shogeg is this case. Who knows what's going on in the kitchen? I don't know what those guys are doing in there. They're serving me who knows what. Hey, you can say you can be more careful, but listen, that's what they're hired for. So by a shogeg, by a pure shogeg, you're a tzaddik, Hashem has the shmir for you. But whether it's food or not food. But these cases Tosfos brings up, that wasn't about food. That wasn't about a shogeg. That was worse. That's the Ramban's answer. Shita Mikubetza says, it's not a magic thing that if you are a tzaddik, then nothing ever happens to you. No. It's if you're a tzaddik, you're so careful, nothing's ever going to happen. There are people like that. They're so careful. Right? That's all it means. It's not a magic thing. Hashem's, you know, nothing will ever... No, you're so careful, you're so medactic, you're so concerned about every little nekuda of every halacha, so you're going to be careful, you're not going to do anything wrong. Right? Maybe you wouldn't let some goy, or some amaret be in the kitchen for you. You wouldn't allow such a thing. So if that's how you live your life, it's unbelievable, then yeah, nothing's ever going to go wrong for you. That's right, 100%. Okay. Why is a Eiv Menachai called an Aser, called a Davar Gadol? Of all things, why Eiv Menachai is called Davar Gadol? Because the Marsha says, because it's the only Iser of eating that applies to Bnei Noach. They're allowed to eat everything else under the sun, not Eiv Menachai. So because of that reason, it's called a Davar Gadol. Okay, next. Shalach Le Mar Ukva L'Rav Elazar. Mar Ukva responded to Rav Elazar and said as follows, he sent him a letter. Bnei Adam Omdim Alai. There are these guys in the town that are harassing me, they're brutalizing me. Ubiyadi l'masrim l'malchus. I have the ability to give them over, to master them. Mahu, can I master on them? So Sirtut, he made a scratch on the paper, because that's what you do when you write a pasuk. The kasavla, and he wrote back, Amarti, I said, to pasuk in Tehillim, Amarti, Eshmara darki mechet, I will guard my ways from sin. Bilshoni, Eshmara lefi, my tongue I will guard from speaking. Machsom, I will muzzle it. Ba'od Rasha lenegdi, even when the Rasha is next to me. Afal pisha Rasha lenegdi, even though the Rasha is next to you. Eshmara lepi machsom, you keep quiet, you muzzle up that mouth. Next, Shalach lei, come entirely tuva. He sent them a letter, but they're really harassing me. The lo matzina the akum bahu. I can't stand up. I can't take it. So shalach lei, he sent him back. Dom lashem. We'll read it simple. Dom lashem. Be silent for Hashem. V'his cholelo. What does this cholelo mean? And it'll. What does that mean? V'his cholelo. The pashut pshat. I said I'm trying to make an effort to quote the words of Navi and the Psukim, because we always gloss over. I always just read them. I never translate them.
And long
for them. Fine. Dom Hashem, be quiet. Hashem, it's cholo. But we're gonna darshan it. Dom Hashem, be quiet. That we're gonna keep. For who yapilin la chalolim chalolim, and he'll make piles of corpses from the word chalol fall before you. In other words, you keep quiet. You let Hashem do His job. You keep quiet. Tosfos says dome could be like vayidom, hashemesh means to go down, which is the next one. Hashkin v'har v'leil lebeis hamedrash, you go early and late to the beis hamedrash. You learn Torah, and v'heim kolin me'elehem, and it'll happen by itself. And you know what? Hadavi yatzni pi Rebbe Lazar. As soon as Rebbe Lazar said that, v'nasnuhu l'gniva b'kolar, they took Geniva. Geniva was the guy that was harassing Marukva. They took him and they put him in chains. So the Maram Shif asks, how come the second pasuk here doesn't say the sirtut? How come it doesn't say he did sirtut? It just says shalach lei. How come it doesn't say mesartet lei like we did by the first one? So the Maram Shif answers, because the second pasuk has Hashem's name in it, Dom Lashem, and nobody would ever write Hashem's name. Either you're going to write a hey with a little shmichik or two yuds. So right away, the pasuk is not a complete pasuk. You're changing one word. If you're changing one word, you don't have to do sirtut. That's one pshat. The another pshat he says is, it could have been on the same piece of paper. It already had sirtut. He sent it back the same paper. So either way, there's no sirtut. Now, the Rambam has an unbelievable line. It's a scary line in the Rambam. It's in Perek, it's in Hilchas, Chovel Umazik, Perekhes, Halacha Tes. Aser Limso Yisrael Biad Goy. You're not allowed to give over a Jew. Ben Begufo, whether you give him over physically, Ben Bimamono, whether you call the IRS, how to do that. Afilu haya Rasha ubalaveros, even if he's a Rasha and a balaveros, v'afilu haya meitzelo mitzairo, even if he's brutalizing you. V'chal hamoser b'yitzel b'yad goyim, if you do it, Ben Begufo, Ben Bimamono, ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Lose your olam haba for this. Unbelievable. Two lines later, the Rambam says, V'chein, kol ha-meitzar le-tzibur. If somebody's hurting a tzibur, u-meitzaro son, and he's harassing a tzibur, mutter le-moser biyad goyim u-la-hakoso. You're allowed to give him over to goyim. La-koso, to hit the guy, la-osro, to put him in jail, l-knoso, to give a knas. Aval, mipnei tzar yachid, asa le-mosro. But if it's for a yachid, you're not allowed to. Right? Says the Magid Mishnah. One second, I'm sorry. So all the notes that Caleb, where did I get that from? But for a tzibur it's different. For a tzibur it's okay. So the Chasam Sofer says, it's a little bit of a stretch. The Chasam Sofer says our Gemara right here. So our Gemara said that what's the antidote to get rid of a guy who's bothering you? Go learn. That's the antidote. Go learn. You can't say that by a tzibur. Because by a tzibur, we have a rule that when we give five people to do a job, nobody does it. Right? We all know that rule. Right? You have five people, you have a committee, nothing gets done. You make one person, it'll get done. So you can have a committee now to go learn? That's not going to happen. It's not going to be effective. Says the Chassam Sofer, you have no choice. The Rambam says you can give him over. But when you have a yachid, you have other options. That's the Chassam Sofer. No? Next. This Gemara we had last week. Shalach.
What? The opposite. The seaboard probably people are learning.
Right.
So it didn't work.
Right. We never heard of when we have a Tehillim gathering that it's not effective because nobody's watching the pot because everybody was told to watch the pot. Right? We don't assume that. But maybe because it's for a specific thing in the neighborhood, right? Some guy is making taxes, whatever. We'll have a gathering of learning tonight. Ah, someone else will go. I don't have to go for that. Right? Okay. Shalchu le Mar Ukva. They sent to Mar Ukva. Zimra Manal on the Asr. How do you know listening to music is Asr? So Sirtat v'kasav lo, so he scratched the line and wrote back, Al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amin. Right? Pasuk. Don't be rejoiceful, Yisrael, like the other nations. Rashi says, Zimra l'sorer bebeis mishtaos, at a party. Which is going to be, Tosfo says the same thing, it only applies at a base mishta. That's not a mitzvah, not a wedding, not a bar mitzvah. Right? It only applies at a base mishta. So, right, as we said last week, the Rambam argues, and the Rambam holds, it applies everywhere. Not just the base mishta. Right? We had the whole Rav Moshe had a lum, that's how the Rambam got to that. But, that's what the Rambam holds. That's what the Mechaber holds. Right? The Ramah saves all of us. Paskins like Rashi and Tosfos. You can listen to music in the car. You can listen in the house, just not at a base mishta. According to the Rambam, you can never. Right, Ramosha, we said last week, Ramosha was very machmir. Ramosha said that a person should be nohe like the Rambam. But that's very unbelievable. But, so the Gemara says, V'lishlech lehem luhu mehacha, what about the following pasuk? Bashir, with music, lo yishtu yayin. Right, don't drink wine. Yemar shacha l'shosav, to give drink to the drinkers. So the Gemara says, if it would be from that pasuk, havmina hani mili zimra demana. If I not only have that pasuk, I would have thought that's only instruments. Avol de puma shari, but even puma, even with your mouth, it's mutter. Kamash malan, even with your mouth, it's usher at a base mishnah. That part, the Rambam says, is true. The Rambam matters a cappella at a not base mishnah. Although, in a subsequent tshuva to Rambam, he asked that as well. But I don't know if that made it into the Shulchan Aruch. To have non-music singing at a not base mishnah. Right? That already, the Rambam answered that in the tshuva, but I don't know if that made it to the Shulchan Aruch. But the halacha is what it is. Tosfos here says that another thing that the Yerushalmi says is asur is, it's asur also to go to sleep to music and to wake up to music. Tosfos says it. It's in Tosfos Zimra. He says, Yerushalmi dahu dekoyim v'demach b'zimra shemes anik b'yosur. Lying down and getting up with music is extra tainig. And then that's it, one line. Then it says, "V'shir shal mitzvah shari kigon b'shas chupa sha'osin l'simei chasav v'kala." Right, based on that, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, maybe you shouldn't have an alarm clock that wakes you up to music. It's a beferish tosos. That's the problem. Right, maybe you shouldn't do that. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman. What about at a wedding, at a beis mishteh? So everybody matters that. Everybody matters that. As a matter of fact, the Magen Avraham quotes, there was a story that Maharil lived in a town where the ruler of the town, his wife died. So the ruler asked all music at weddings, like for avelis. Like, my wife died, no one's going to have a nice wedding. So a couple came to the Maharil, and they told him that they're getting married. But what about the rule that we can't have instruments? So the Maharil said, don't get married here. The ikur simcha of chasen v'kalas is music. Right? Don't get married here. As a matter of fact, there's a tshuva of Moshe. Ramosha forced the guy. A guy didn't want to pay for music at a wedding. Where he was going, what kind of expectations was he going into this marriage? He didn't want to have music at a wedding. Ramosha forced him. He said it's a chiyuv of chasen v'kala to have music at a wedding. What kind of wedding would be without music? That is that. The last week we said to quote it from Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe said it makes no difference if the music is live or not. If you can't listen, you can't listen. We said Rav Moshe specifically said that the radio is also. Rav Moshe said that. However, that's not agreed upon 100%. There was a truth from the Chilkas Yaakov who said, we did this when we did the Kol Isha, we did this, it came up. But the Chilkas Yaakov said that it's mutter to listen to not live music because it didn't exist at the time of the Gezerah of not listening to music was made. Not only did it not exist, he differentiates that from the piano. Piano also didn't exist, but it's an instrument. So once instruments, the category of instruments is usher, that all instruments, all subsequent inventions are usher. But recorded music was something that was not unfathomable. Therefore, it's not included. 10 years ago, we didn't imagine it could be digital music. It was unfathomable, such a thing. 15 years ago, for sure, it was unheard of. Digital music? But today, it's Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. So it was unfathomable that there would be such a thing as recorded music on a tape, or an 8-track, or a CD. It's unheard of. Therefore, he held it's not in the Gzeira, which is a big stretch, but people rely on that. People rely on that. Okay. In other words, even if you want to be machmer like the Rambam, and like Rav Moshe said, and not listen to music, maybe if it's not live, that would not be in the Gzeira. Maybe. If you're being machmer like the Rav Moshe and the Rambam, you're probably not going to hold this kula. So. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Nasan Rav Ashi. My dechsiv. It says in Parshas, not Parshas, it says in Sefer Yehoshua that it gives a list of all the cities of Yehuda. And three cities and names are Kina, Vidimuna, Ve'ad Ado. So he asked, what are the names of those three cities? So Amalei, Mitzvasa de Eretz Yisrael Kachashev. What do you mean? There's three cities in Eretz Yisrael. So Amalei, Atu Anolo Yadana de Mitzvasa de Eretz Yisrael Kachashev. Don't I know that? Ella, Rav Gevia me'argiza amru ba'taima. He gave a reason for the names of these three cities. Kol sheyesh lo kina al chaveiro. If someone has kina, he has a taina on his friend. The domain, and he's silent. Shochin adayad osilo din. The one who lives forever will give him din. In other words, we're darshaning the names of these three psukim. Why are we doing that? Why are we darshaning the names of these three psukim? We'll explain in 1 second. Amalei, if that's true, Elmeyata, why don't we darshan the following three psukim? Tziklag, Umidmana, Visansana. Hachanami, also, why not these? So Amalei, Ihavi, Rav Gevia, Mibe, Argiza, Hacha, Havi, Amar Bataima. Had he been here, he would have given a reason. Ravacha, Mibe, Mechuza, Amar Ba, Hachi, here's a reason. Call me, Shieshlo, Tzakas, Ligima. If anyone has a complaint, a tzaka is a cry, he has a complaint about some theft. Al chavero on his friend, v'dom, and he's quiet. Shochein besneh osen lo din. The one who lives in the sneh, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will vindicate him in din. That's what all the names of these six cities mean, those three things. So why these? So the Tosfos HaRosh says, because in Yehoshua, the pasuk there in Yehoshua, it's in Perek Tezvav, says, these are the following 29 cities of Yehuda. And the pasuk goes on to list 35 cities. So there were six extra. So they had a clue that these six extra are for darshaning purposes. Rashi there in Yehoshua doesn't say that. Rashi there says, because we know that Shimon never got out of their own chelik. They were within the chelik of Yehuda. And they got these six cities. So that's a pashup shot. This is a drasha. Right? So al pidrash, fine. Next. Amalei Reish Galuta L'Rav Huna. Kalila Manolam the Asr. How do you know a certain kind of crown, a certain kind of wreath at a wedding is Asr? Amalei Midrabanan to Didrabanan did not. We said this last week also. The Pulmul Shalapa Aspasianus, when the troops of Aspasianus, Vespasian, the general, he was a general then he became the emperor, when they entered the city, well, not they didn't enter the city, when they made a siege on the city, Gazru Alateras Chasanim, they made a Gzera on crowns of Chasanim, the Al Ha'irus, and on the Iris, which we said was some kind of tambourine, some kind of clapper, some kind of instrument. Adahachi, Kam Rav Huna, La'afnuyer. Rav Huna got up to leave. So Amalei Rav Chista, Kruxiv. There's a pasuk, it says that. Komar Hashem Elokim, Hasner HaMitznefes. Remove the Mitznefes. What's that? Remove the Mitznefes is a reference to the Kahuna. V'Hasner HaAtara. Remove the crown. Zos lo zos, this not this. Hashvela hagba, they lowered the high. Vehigba hashvela, and they lower and they hired the low. They raised the low. Now the Gemara says that's the pasuk. The Gemara says v'chima ini mitznefes etel atara. What's the mitznefes have to do with atara? Why are they both in the same pasuk? V'chima ini. El alomalach to tell you. Bizman shem mitznefes b'rosh kohen gadol. When the kohen gadol was around, when there was such a thing as a kohen gadol, atara. Atara b'rosh ka'adam, that a chassid could go to a chuppah wearing a crown. But nistalka mitznefes b'rosh kohen gadol, once the kahuna stopped, then nistalka atara b'rosh ka'adam, there's no more crowns by weddings. No more chassids wearing crowns. Says the Maram Shif, what do you mean, ma'inyan? Like ma'inyan shmita etel har Sinai. What are you bringing in from left field? That question doesn't even make sense here. What do you mean? What are you bringing in from left field? They make perfect sense. The mitznefes and the atara were both taken away. What do you mean ma'inyan? Also, you don't like that question. This question you will like. The pasuk quotes mitznefes first. Mitznefes is first. When the Gemara asks the question v'chima inyan, it reverses it. It says v'chima inyan mitznefes etel atara, meaning the atara really belongs here. What's mitznefes doing here with atara? But the pasuk has mitznefes first, so the question should have been, what's atara doing with mitznefes? Answers the Maram Shif. You know what? The question was as follows: the kahuna, the mitznefes is a reference to kahuna. The atara is a reference to malchus. Why is the order in the pasuk backwards? Malchus was lost at the bayis rishon. Kahuna was lost at the bayis sheni. Ma'inyan, why is it out of order? Why does the pasuk say the mitznefes comes first? It didn't happen first chronologically. It should be reversed. And the Gemara answers, because we're not talking about malchus, we're talking about chasanim. That's the Gemara's answer. The Eitz Yosef has an unbelievable thing. He says, the havamin of the Gemara was, this pasuk is talking about the Chashmonaim. How could the Chashmonaim take both the kahuna and the malchus? They're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara's question is, if you're going to take one of them away, take away the malchus. Kahuna, they're born that way. Who made them the malchus? V'chima'in mitznefes. Why is mitznefes taken first in the pasuk? We're going to punish the Chashmonaim. We're going to remove the mitznefes. What are you removing the mitznefes for? Atara should be first. Why? Who told them that they could become kings? So the Gemara answers, no, we're not talking about malchus. We're talking about chasanim. Yes. Yeah. Yes. According to the Eitz Yosef, yes. He prophesied about the Chashmonaim. Yeah. Yeah. What? Yes. Fine. Next. So Adahachi Asar Rav Huna. Rav Huna came back in. Ashkechino debe dahave yasvi. He saw that Rav Huna was sitting there. Amalei, he said, "Elokim midrabanan, unbelievable. Elachista shemecha, your name is Chista v'chazdoin melech, and you said just beautiful words. You got that out of that pasuk. That's amazing." Ravina Ashkeche lamar bar Rav Ashi dahave gadol kalila lebrate. He once saw that he was braiding a crown for his daughter. Amalei said, "Lo savul amar hasdim mitznefes v'harim atara." Don't you hold that now there's no more kahuna, there's no more crowns at weddings? Amalei, so he said, "No, dumi de koren gadol begafri. That's only by men. Avul benashi lo. Women are allowed to. They can't have gold like an ir shel zav. That's still that we asked. But they can have a wreath. They can have a veil."
It's not the pressure
that. Right. But he says he thought it covered the wedding. No, it didn't cover the wedding. Only the chasm, because it's men. What? Right. Now, my zos lo zos. What does the pasuk mean when it says this, not this? So, darash abavira zimnan amalei meshed rav ami v'zimnan amalei meshed rav asi. Shamar kadosh baruch hu Yisrael. Hashem said, "Hasar mitznefes v'har matara." Right. Take off the crowns. So, amru malchay Hashem of nei kadosh baruch hu b'bon shalolam. Zos lahen li Yisrael shekdimu lefanacha b'sirei nasa v'nishma. Zos. This. This is what you do to Klal Yisrael. They said nasa v'nishma. This is what you're doing to them. So Amalehen, Hashem answered back, "Lo zos, not this." In other words, it's worse. "Lo zos lehen liYisrael. I shouldn't do this to Yisrael. Shesh bilu es hagvoa. They've lowered the high. V'igvias hashafel, and they've hired the low. V'hamidu tselem beheichal. They put a tselem in the heichal. When did they do that? What? He put a Tellum in the Heichal? So this Sunday, right, is the anniversary of Shiva Atzla B'Tammuz, which one of the five things that happened was they made you Tellum B'Heichal. What did that happen? I'm speaking Shabbos, so we're going to answer that question. When did that happen, right? Darsha Bavira, Ravira's Darshan. Zinan Amalei Meshmeder of Ami. That's why I threw that in. Zinan Amalei Meshmeder of Ami. Zinan Amalei Meshmeder of Asi. My Dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Komar Hashem Im Shleim? It's the pasuk in Nachum. We all know this pasuk. It's in Nachum. Parak Aleph. Pasuk in Nachum. Im Shleimim. If we're Shalem, V'chein Rabim, and if we're many, V'chein Nagozu, and if we are sheared like Ziza, the Avar and past. What does that mean? Im Roa Adam Shemizon Osav Mitzum Tzamin. If a person is tight. If he's just making ends meet, still, yasa mehem tzedakah. He should give tzedakah. Why? We'll explain in a minute. V'chal shkein kishehin merubin. And for sure, if you have a lot. Now, my v'chein agozu v'avar. What does it mean? And you're sheared, and you could pass. V'avar, and you passed. Tana d'veri b'shmo. Kal ha'gozeiz min achasav. If anybody slices off, he shears off a portion of his nesachim. V'osa mehem tzedakah. And he gives tzedakah. Even if he's tight. Nitzal midina shal gehenim. He'll be saved from gehenim. You know why? Mashal l'shnei rechelos. It's like two sheep. Shahayu ovros b'mayim. They were passing in the water. Achas gezuza v'achas ena gezuza. One was sheared and one wasn't sheared. So gezuza avra. The one that was sheared was able to pass over. Why was he able to pass over? He had nothing tying him down. But she'ena gezuza, the one that wasn't sheared, lo avra. He wasn't able to pass because he was too heavy. He was weighed down with his extra, excess baggage. The inisicha, and he afflicted you. Amar marzutra, afilu ani, hamesparnis mena tzedakah. Even an ani that has to get tzedakah, yase tzedakah, should still give tzedakah. And then the pasuk ends off, lo encha od, it won't be bad anymore. Son of Rabbi Yosef, shuv ein marin lo simone anius. He will no longer have simone anius. What's going on? The Kedushas HaLevi, right, the Berditchever said, if someone is tight, and he still gives tzedakah, what's he showing? He's showing his reliance is only on Hashem. I don't really have extra money to give tzedakah, but somehow I'll scrape. I'll cut corners somehow and give tzedakah. Now, a normal person wouldn't do that. I don't have. But if you do that, you're showing my paycheck is not nothing to do with me. I'm just doing my ishtadlus. Paycheck doesn't come from me, it comes from Hashem. You see, if you do that, if you're going to spread around your shefa, Hashem will return the favor. Okay. Now, back to earth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mirekem lemizrach, that these are the dimensions of Eretz Yisrael. The northern one was Akko. The northern one was Akko. So that's what we're going to discuss now. So the Gemara says, Lememra de Akko blitzfona de Eretz Yisrael kaima? Akko is the northern border? Viriminu, what about this? There's a Mishnah that says, a Tosefta that says, it's a Tosefta. Hayamahalech. Me'ako l'chziv. If you're traveling northbound from Akko to Chziv, there's a place in Tanakh called Achziv, which they say the art scroll says it's the same place. It was north of. It's actually in the shevet of Asher. It's in Asher's chelek, which is interesting that this is really Eretz Yisrael. It's a place. It's Asher's shevet, but already Akko, which is lower, which is southern than Chziv. Is already considered the border of B'fana Nechla purposes. Interesting. Anyway, you're traveling northbound from Acho to Chziv, so Mimino, on the right side of you, Lemizrach, on the east, Haderech of the journey, that's Tameah. Then you're going to become Tameh. Me, why? Mishum Eretz Amin. Because that's not Israel. That's a foreign land. So if you're traveling in that direction, to anything to the right of you, that's already Chutz Laretz. Ad. I'm sorry. You're putter from Meiser and Shavias and Shemitah. Why? It's not Eretz Yisrael. Unless you know that you're Chayev. Rashi explains, because the path is on a straight line. So you could be zigging, zagging in and out, and you have to make sure you know where you are. Mismolo, if it's on the left of you, Lemayrov, to the west, Haderech, of the road, then Tahorah. Then you're tahar. Why? Mishum Eretz Amim. You're tahar from Eretz Amim. Why? Because that's Israel. And the chayeves b'maiser u'b'shvius, and you're chayev b'maiser and shvius. Again, ad shiyoda l'cha shi patura, until you know otherwise. Ad heichon. When does this whole story stop? Ad Chiziv. Once you get to Chiziv, so what do you see? That there's a northern place, more north than Akko. So how could the Mishnah say that Akko is the northern border? What about Chiziv? So the Gemara answers, and by the way, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Aviv, Ad Lav Lavo, until Lav Lavo, different city. So how could you say that the border is Akko? Not true. Yeah?
Yeah. It's a practical consideration. Either the Adim or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So that's not the geographical borders.
Right. We said that on the Mishnah. Right. The Chazon Ishtar. It's not a geography.
Right.
Because the border is not one city wide.
What is the question?
I don't know.
Same idea.
Yeah. But the answer is going to be more difficult. Amar Abaya says Abaya, Ritzua Nafka. There's a strip of land, a tiny thin strip that went up. So Rashi has a picture of it, but the picture really has to be turned sideways so you can see it better. In other words, you have Eretz Yisrael, you have Akko, then you have a little strip connecting Akko to Chiziv. So yes, for purposes of B'fana Nechtam, we stop at Akko. But for purposes of Tum and Tahira, it really goes a little further in that little tiny strip until Chiziv. Now, the Gemara asks the following question. Tana Simana Hachi. According to Rashi, this question means what? The Tana is going to give you a simin of a tiny little strip? Look at Rashi. It's the first Rashi after the picture. Atmui mitmama. We have a question. Micha Shiva Chada Ritzua. Are we machshev a tiny little strip? La'asnuche Tana Simaniola. That a Tana is going to make a simin of Eretz Yisrael. What is the border of Eretz Yisrael for two entire purposes? For Meisr, for Shavuos. A little tiny strip? Can't be. So Gemara says, "In yeah, we do that. Kronami yov simana. The pasuk also once did that. The chsev, it says in Shoftim, Vayomru, hine chag Hashem b'shilo. Where is Shilo? There was a chag in Shilo, miyamim yamima, every day. Asher mitzvon le Beisel. It's to the north of Beisel. Mizracha Hashemesh, on the east. Lemesila on the path, ha'ol mi Beis El Shchema, that goes from Beis El to Shchem. It's on that path. Uminagav Lavona, south of Lavona. And Rama of Papa, or Papa said, Lemizrach Hashem Mesila, to the right of that path. So you see, the Torah itself, the Tanakh itself does that. So Tosa says, wait a minute. First of all, what does Rashi say? We would never bother. To be machshiv such a small strip of land? Why not? It's the border of Eretz Yisrael. Why wouldn't we do that? Also, the pasuk in Shoftim, the strip there is a means to an end. We want to know, how did you get to Shiloh? So the Tanakh tells you, Shoftim tells you, all the ways to get to exactly where it is. The strip is just a means to an end. Here, the strip is the end in itself. It is the border of Eretz Yisrael. You're comparing apples and oranges. So Tosfos says, the question of, and we're going to mention the strip, it's not going on Abaya. It's not going on Abaya's answer of a strip. It's going on the Tosefta. The Tosefta said, if you're walking on a strip, so to the right of you, to the east of you, you're in Chutz Laaretz. To the west of you, to the left of you, you're in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says, the Gemara asks the question, wait a minute. We would never do such a thing. We would never call to the right of you, to the east of you. If you're walking down the street, nobody would ever say to the east of me is that street, and to the west of me is America, and to the east of me, nobody ever talked that way. You're walking down a little tiny piece of land. If you're saying I'm in the mountain range and you want to talk about east and west, that people would do. But nobody would refer to something as east and west when you're in one tiny little strip of land. That's the Gemara's question. Because the Mishnah said, the Brice, the Tosefta there in Aholo said, Miyamino Lemizrach. Why would we ever do that? To the right of you, I understand. To the east of you, you're in one strip of land. You're in a area of Dalet Amos. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not true. The Pasuk does that. The Pasuk in Shoftim does that. It tells you, to the strip of land, it's a tiny little strip. And to the east, to the west, that's the Pasuk. That's what the Pasuk is coming to teach you.
Strip was to connect to the next city. of,
right,
which was now part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's a very important strip of land.
Right, but Rashi says
would
it's not
say
important.
That's a delineated piece of land. So
right.
You say, oh, to the east of me is this, to the west of me is that, north and south is this. It's the ikar of that strip of land.
I understand, but just Tosafos thought that the lashon of east and west was a little much for such a small strip of land. Yes, right and left, yes, we agree. We have to tell you where you are. But the language of east and west was a little much. So Tosafos says, no, the east and west. But you know what? Tosafos answers. The Gemara answers, but we have a makar for that. There's a pasuk that does that. If a pasuk does that, we could do it too. The pasuk wasn't coming to tell you the strip itself. It's exactly, Tosafos is so beautiful. Rashi is very difficult. Okay. Next, then we can just finish up. Tanachad, one brisa says, I may be get b'shvina. If somebody brings a get on a boat, k'mevi be'eretz Yisrael. It's like he brought it from Eretz Yisrael. V'tanya, another brisa says, maybe b'chutz l'aretz. It's like as if he brought it in chutz l'aretz. Do you have to say b'fayin echtam, b'fayin echtam? It's a steer in the brises. Amar v'yirbiyo, lo kasha. It's not a problem. Amar v'yehuda, har v'yehuda, har rabbanon. It's a machlokas tanoyim. Ditnan, because we learned, afar chutz l'aretz, if somebody has dirt of chutz l'aretz. Habab b'shvina, and he brings him on a boat, and he plants it on a flower pot on the boat. Le'eretz. And you're in the boats in Eretz Yisrael waters, chayiv. B'mayis mezubah shviyas. That anything that grows there is chayiv. Amar Yehuda, emesai. When is that true? That's bezman shasvina gosheshes. That's only if the boat is touching the dry land. It's touching the bed, the bottom of the water. It's touching the waterbed. If the boat is touching the waterbed, then there's no hefsek. But avol enasvina gosheshes. But if it's not touching the waterbed, then potter, because the boat, the water, serves as a hefsek. So, if the boat is touching the ground, the waterbed, then you're considered in Eretz Yisrael. Then you don't have to say b'fayin echtav. That is Rabbi Yehuda. But one of the brayser that said that you do have to, that's the chachamim, because they don't factor that in. So Abai Amar, if we're going to say that, then we don't have to say it's a machlokas. Hava ha Rabbi Yehuda. It's worth Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan bizman she'ena svina gosheshes. Kan bizman she'ena svina gosheshes. So it depends. Is the boat touching the bed or not? And we can say they're both Rabbi Yehuda. They're both Rabbi Yehuda. It's not machlokas at all. If it's touching the bed, then you're considered an Eretz Yisrael. And if not, not. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. We'll stop here and we'll pick up again. Everyone have a very good Shabbos.